So John Watson, a very eagerly anticipated season ahead of us. Six world champions on the grid is a good reason. How much are you looking forward to it personally?
Well, first of all, I would like to be working in it again. I would love to have the chance to be a broadcaster and communicate that thought, six world champions. And, it potentially is going to be a wonderful season. We'll have to wait and see how the changes of technology are going to have a bearing. I mean, some of the things that were allowed this year with the blown exhaust system with the fuser, all that stuff, that's been banned. Yeah. But now we see Lotus have come up with a system where they can lower the ride height of the car while the car appears to be on track, and it's been given the thumbs up by the FIA. So is that the next big technological leap forward that everybody else is going to have to chase Lotus on to incorporate into the design of their cars, which they may not have thought about, and therefore where are we going to put it? So, I mean, potentially a great season, and look forward to the first race in Australia on a super race track around the streets of Albert Park, or the Albert Park circuit. Wonderful venue.
Might we be hearing you then on Sky? Because I was hoping to hear you in the commentary.
Well, no, I mean, not the Sky. They've got their lineup, so I don't think there's much chance there. But you never know. Stranger things have happened. But within the BBC, they've got television and radio, so there may be something which would be, if I could do, I would be over the moon.
Your fingers crossed. What about Lewis Hamilton this year? He had an up and down year.
Difficult year, 2011. I don't know why, because Lewis, you know, is, if you like, the consummate out and out hot rod racer. And it didn't come together, and the reasons for that, I'm sure a lot of people have gone through the reasons, not least of all Lewis and McLaren. Yeah. But Jenson Button, his teammate, did a great job within the team, and in part I think that might have been some of the trouble, because I think that Jenson managed to get the ear of the team in terms of how the development of the car and the future of the team might be going, and Lewis didn't quite seem to go with the flow on that one. And also all the incidents he got involved with. Yeah. And that did no doubt taint his sense of, was he being picked upon? And, you know, he's a racer. And I want to see drivers racing. I don't want to see them following around and only passing when the DRS zone is activated or they got cars. I want to see drivers making those overtaking manoeuvres based on their ability to pass. But you've got to do it in a way that is going to be a clean pass. And some of the incidents in Monaco in particular with Maldonado and Massa were marginal on one and no chance on the other. So he's got to think about what he's doing and try and work around that better. Use the skill he's got. He's a great, great driver and a great racer.
Yeah. What about Michael this year? Obviously, 2010, 11, he hasn't had a podium. What's the maximum realistically?
Well, I would like to think before Michael retires for the second time that he will win a Grand Prix. Mm. And if he won a Grand Prix for Mercedes-Benz, what a celebration that would be. Look, Michael Schumacher at the end of 2011 was doing a very, very good job. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, there are people in Formula One who are, let's describe them as ready to put the boot in. Some of them remember Michael when he was an active racing driver. Mm. And they're there to say, you know, well, what they thought.
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah. There's a lot of ex-drivers around.
I never took that view. It was difficult to make a comeback. You know, he came into a team and a car which was not structured around him. He didn't have the benefit of all the goodies that he had at Ferrari, like limitless testing, a tyre basically designed around his requirements and the car's requirements. So he found the adaptation. But maybe also just, there are a number of drivers like Sebastian Vettel, I think Lewis as well, who had never raced against. And suddenly they've got these youngsters, 23, 24, 25 year olds, who don't give a damn about Michael Schumacher, who've never been intimidated by him. And if he wants to intimidate me, well, bring it on, because I'm quicker than him now, and he better respect me. Yeah. So the helmet and the mirrors didn't always have the same reaction it would have had in the 90s or the early part of the 21st century. It was difficult.
Yeah. Obviously now everyone's chasing this final Williams seat. Who personally would you like to see there alongside Maldonado?
I mean, you've got Adrian Sutil, who did a super job in the second half of the year. Rubens, who has got a lot of experience and might be calling the incumbent. But I think the driver that gets that seat, I would love it to go to a driver on merit rather than somebody who's paying more. I know it's difficult in these very straitened times. From a financial point of view, a team can take a driver. Maldonado did a very good job, I think, in his first year. But he wouldn't have been in that seat if he didn't bring a massive check. And I don't mean a Czech Republic, I mean a money check. To enable him to get the seat in the first place. So that's the position that Williams are going to make a judgment on. Do they go for someone like Sutil, who is a young guy, who did a good job, particularly in the second half of the year? Can he carry that momentum forward and drive the team forward? I think what they need is a driver who can drive the team and maybe give the team some sense of direction about the way that they need to go in terms of the technical aspects but just a motivational point.
Yeah.
Give the team a kick up the backside.
Yeah. And around the ball, maybe it's a shame Williams didn't get him, is Kimi Räikkönen. Do you think he can still cut it after 2 years out?
Well, Kimi ought to, because when he retired, he was, relatively speaking, younger than Michael Michael retired.
Yeah.
But Kimi's the one person who's out of step with the rest of the Formula One field, in that he's very much his own man. He plays or drives to his own particular tune. Clearly a massively talented and skillful driver. Questions over his, was it commitment or was it lack of commitment? Where is he coming from? What's Kimi in? What zone's he in? But in terms of natural ability and not driving skill, I mean, Guy is massively talented. Can he get the focus back? Can he drive what was formerly Renault Lotus, now Lotus, back to the levels that, let's say, a Robert Kubica would have done? And you have to look at Kubica and Räikkönen and look at them as drivers, both very similar, I would say, in their style and in their, almost in their spirit. So maybe we might see Kimi Räikkönen again do in the Lotus team what Williams need, and that's force the team, drive the team. What Alonso does very, very clearly at Ferrari. Probably Alonso does it more than any other driver in Formula One, because Sebastian doesn't have to do it. Adrian Newey does it. And in McLaren, it's a slightly different structure, but Jensen clearly has had a big influence on the direction the team is going now. But Alonso is probably the most likely driver to drive a team forward, and that's what Kimi needs to use as a template for his position in Lotus.
Yeah. Right, most asses on, then I'll let you get on. Predict one man for the title and one team for the constructors. I know we're very
because we've got some rule changes, because there are other factors that'll have a bearing, but the incumbent team and the evolution of the Red Bull car under Adrian Newey and his team, and make no mistake, it's Adrian's car, but it's his team's car as well as it is. But Vettel was mighty impressive, I thought, in 2011. Not just in the fact that he won all those races, but sometimes when he had to, what he had to do to get the job done, just blinding. So you'd have to go with the incumbent. But do not underestimate Fernando Alonso and Ferrari. Ferrari have recruited some people from McLaren and no doubt from other teams. Other teams will be recruiting from whomever. And you've got Jensen and Lewis, potentially the strongest driver lineup on the grid. Will they have done enough through the back end of 2011? Because if either one of those two drivers gets a winning car, they'll be tough to beat. So I think it's potentially a great season in prospect. But what I would love to see is Michael Schumacher standing on the winner's podium, winning a race, not because of a wet-dry race or a dry-wet race.
On merit.
But on merit, in a car that is now 100% Mercedes-Benz, owned by Mercedes-Benz. That would be a great moment for Germany, for Michael, for Mercedes-Benz, and for Formula One.
Definitely. Thanks very much, John.